In just 10 minutes a day, Chicago's All Local delivers a power-packed punch of hyper-local news straight to your ears. Make Chicago's All Local a habit. Text WBBM to 20357 for a link to listen to the All Local. Message and data rates may apply.
A lawsuit is being filed by the family of Dexter Reed, the 26-year-old man who was killed by police officers who fired 96 shots during a traffic stop after he fired at an officer.
Dexter Reed's family members and supporters stood here outside the 11th District Police Station on the west side with attorneys Andrew Stroth, Stephen Hart, and Sheila Betty discussing the lawsuit.
Dexter Reed is not alive today because of the actions of these officers and the inactions of the city of Chicago.
He was the subject of a vicious, aggressive, escalating policy and procedure.
The five officers who targeted Dexter for a pretextual stop engaged in escalatory, violent conduct. They pumped bullets into him as he laid face down, bleeding out in the streets. And then they walked away.
Reed's family members don't believe the fact that he fired first, wounding an officer, justified his shooting. The suit argues the officers created an environment that directly resulted in his death. On the west side, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.